in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like.
And we're back. So we're Matt Flynn directs Don Brown Connect. And that was Tin Lizzy with Jailbreak. Great song by a great Irish band. I'd heard there was supposed to be a movie about the life of Phil Lynott, the lead singer, also of African origin, an African-Irishman from Dublin, and in a great band, one of the great bands of the 70s. And tonight, I don't know if there's going to be a Jailbreak here in Waukesha, but I know there is an HR committee meeting. I'm on that committee. It'll be my last HR committee meeting tonight at 6 at City Hall. And then I know also where there's going to be some traditional Irish music over at Five Points Pub at Clark Hotel. And the same group of guys that organize that, Mick and the fellas, are also at House of Guinness on Tuesday. So some great opportunities to catch some great trad, as we Irish like to call it, traditional Irish music, and other musicians I know are welcome to jam in. So I'm going to try to make it over there. That'll be my jailbreak if this HR committee meeting gets out early. But we had a great call from Mark from Prairie du Sac, and really appreciate him sharing that there, in the American history, there's a history of oppression that not only includes African Americans, but also Irish Catholic Americans, other Catholic Europeans, Eastern Europeans, Catholic and Jewish. And in the wave, the big wave of the 1920s, in the aftermath of the Great War, there was a big wave of immigrants from those nations. And there was a very strong movement led by people like Henry Cabot Lodge to try to curb that flow of immigration. It was really strong anti-Catholic, anti-Semitic. In fact, there was even a term called eugenics, I believe, that basically was taking physical measurements. I think there were certain Eastern European that would have like longer faces or something like that. But the whole idea was to keep these so-called undesirables, like my family, out of this country. And, you know, that's good history. That's good education. We should all be aware of that. We can all learn from that. And it's tragic to me that there's people running for the board or on the existing board that you look at the surname and you know that there's a Eastern European or Catholic ancestry, and they act as if their family came over here on the Mayflower, or that their moms were in the Daughters of the American Revolution, or some of these other old nativist Anglo-American groups. And to me, what makes America great is not that we're this blood race of people. And again, what's happening in Ukraine shouldn't be a surprise, because Europeans have been slaughtering each other for centuries, different tribes, the amount of hatred towards each other. It's been, I mean, there was a 100 years war, as Trevor Noah likes to work out, mention. And then as recently as the 90s, there was a genocide in the former Yugoslav Republic, Serbians against Bosnian Muslims. And I had a close friend who worked for the Chicago Tribune for many years, Charlie Madigan, and he had some colleagues that were covering that war. You know, Charlie used to be a Russian news correspondent, and people that were covering that and the violence and the mutilation, they said, you know, what the Nazis had done in World War II was efficient and even charitable compared to what the Serbs were doing in the 1990s against Bosnian Muslims. And, you know, those are the things that need to be taught in our schools. So those things are children need to be aware of. And, you know, forget about critical race theory and that's taught in colleges. But how about a critical human therapy theory or a critical American theory that embraces all Americans? I remember one of my marketing messages, I used the word immigrant. And I remember managers saying, well, don't use that except it could be offensive to somebody. And I'm a product of immigrants. And to me, it's a badge of honor. And I think of my family that came over. My grandfather had a brother, Pat, who was barely off the boat. The ink on his residency was barely dry before they sent him off to World War II. And he was a decorated war hero who fought the Desert Fox, who fought Rommel in Africa, and came back and was decorated for his service. And there's so many other great stories like that of people coming over from different countries that really bought into the, you know, what it means to be American. And so much so that they're willing to fight for this country even after only living here for months or less than that. And to me, like, that's what really defines America. And those are the stories that should be taught in our schools. And there's just a plethora of great social history out here that we're missing out on. I encourage everybody to read Studs Terkel if you have. I was telling Crudy about him. Crudy never really heard of. He knows of Studs Terkel vaguely, but I encourage everyone to read Studs Terkel's collection of writings and one of the great oral historians. And the theory was that the pharaohs didn't build the pyramids; it was the people that built them, slaves and whatnot. And so it's the same thing in America. What made our country great wasn't always the great white men in the leadership roles, but it was actually the people of all different backgrounds that built our cities, our local governments, some of our most successful businesses. And and that's the story that needs to be told in our schools, and that's what our kids should be exposed to. And the things that we disagree with, the things we have a hard time with, well, we need to learn about those too. We need to have an understanding of those that we oppose or those that we fear, because the more we learn, the better we are and the better we can be in our aspirations as students, professionals, neighbors, and Americans and citizens of the world. So, Sam, how are we doing on time here? Okay, so we may not have time for calls, but the good news is I'm here the rest of the week. And tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, so it'll be a very special St. Patrick's Day. Sam's getting ready for it, and then I'll be here on Friday. And then you can catch me on Saturday mornings, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on This Week in Waukesha. It's my very own show here at Walk Radio Studios, the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, now will soon to be Alderman for Life, thanks to Walk Radio with my Saturday morning shows. And reminder, too, you heard about it in the ads, that there's some great opportunities, some grant money being given away, especially to downtown businesses, to promote the station and promote your business on the station and really build up something, a very special medium for a very special city. I was really flattered to hear a call from, I think it was Dave from Mequon, I think was his name, and talk about what a great downtown we have and comparing it to Cedarburg. I mean, you can't ask for a better accolade than that. And, hopefully we captured that. We can send that over to the city for marketing this great downtown, this historic downtown. And, one plug is, if you ever have a chance to eat at People's Park, did I say Peoples? People's Park, if you have a chance to have lunch there and on that second floor and you're looking out and you see all the different architecture, you feel like you're on the set of like some movie, like you're in some European Hamlet. It's really cool. And so many great little moments like that as part of this downtown experience here in Waukesha. I encourage everyone to take advantage of that. And I want to thank you for joining us all this morning. Thanks to Tyler Pudliner for calling in. And join us tomorrow, 6 to 8, Don Brown Connect, filling in for Matt Flynn Direct. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Jailbreak! See you tomorrow. Try and stop us. No one could for long. Searchlight on my trail. Tonight's the night. All systems fail. Hey, you, good looking female.